There's a comment by Rashi in the fourth Aliyah this week where he's talking about Yehoshua, where Hashem appoints Yehoshua as the next leader of Bnei Israel. And the reason that Hashem picks him, according to the Torah, is because Yehoshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo. He's a person who has spirit in him, whatever that means. Many Mepharshim say that it's a reference to Nevuah, that he has some kind of special Nevuah powers or the potential for it. But Rashi says something very different. Rashi says, asher ruach bo, sheyuchal lahaloch kineged rucho, shekol echad ve'echad. That he can go according to the ruach of every single person. In other words, that Yehoshua is the kind of person who knows how to relate to everybody. Why? Because he's ish asher ruach bo, because he has all the qualities of all the people around. So he understands, he's able to empathize. Just want to contrast this with someone else that the Torah recently described as having a ruach, but a very different kind of ruach, literally. Because back in Parashat Shlach, when Hashem says that Kalev is going to go into Eretz Yisrael, he says, because Kalev was loyal to me, but specifically, because Avdi Kalev Ekev Haita Ruach Acheret Imo, because he had a different spirit. Which, this is not the way that Rashi explains it, but I think one could explain it. Yishashar Ruach Acheret Imo is that Kalev is kind of an iconoclast. He's the kind of person who is a contrarian. He goes against people. In other words, if Kalev has a certain idea, so he is steadfast in his idea, and he doesn't care if other people disagree, and he's not interested in changing anybody's mind, or at least he doesn't expect to change people's minds. He just goes with what he has to say. He's a very different person from Yehoshua, whereas Kalev may be steadfast and, you know, is not going to be changing his mind anytime soon. Yehoshua is at least willing to talk to people and understand them and to empathize with them, and that is a quality of a leader. Shavua Tov.